Shirchas and Ela Trevas Balosh Shiva Choftal Dadar Alvi Tovshim Memorial, March 5th, 1987. Wednesday.
The part of the wing that is attached is also lying also. It's not that it's in the Imid Bavya, you know. But the Rashba Paskins like the Machnashi. He says, the Loi Nere. Die Necker von Jahas nach Kuta von Matamak Zolim Shem Shem Zloi Zvei Behemo Shihiko Yisa La Shedra Vimakir Vo Hamakir Ot Nikolei Lecha Shedra Kshir. We are not, we don't suspect that, that the spinal cord was severed as a result of the Akoye by the Makir, inasmuch as the Makir was coextensive with the Erech HaShedra, the Akoye of the Mak. Vimui Giyah Makir of Nikola HaShedra, Oy Sheiv Makir Kshorim, then there is a possibility that maybe broke the spinal cord. Cheishishim, maybe there was a fracture in the spinal cord. Cheishish Shareish HaMakir Bimokim Shu Kolo Makir Bikiach, and it caused the severance, the fracture. וכן מבקים הקשורים וכן אם היא כל רכה בשדרה חי שישם ונפסק החט אחות שם נפסק אחות פיריה בהימו שגרר הסגלאו אין חי שישם ונפסק חוט השדרה שלו שונתיל נעשי בישה גרונה זאת אומרת when you see a person he drags a foot. I mean you see many people do it, so usually it's symptomatic of a sciatic trouble, sciatic nerve. So that's not fatal. So shonutil neishibi shagune. Shagune means sciatic trouble. Pirush kiva yerchai. Because of a rashbo ba medva amurim shalini yashnofu. Avon yashnofu achi shishim zinfu. Shemun vlosa nifsa kuta shedre. Ukav dreres raglo. Shepsikas kuta shedre. Motso im nifilos. Okay. Yesterday we went over to Chihori, so I felt that I had to go over there. Now, the other thing that we have to discuss is the Shiva Saramba. Turn to the Rambam. Perek Tes Mechashit Ha'aloch Ha'gimu. Adich HaChud HaShedra. You see, the amazing thing is that all the Rishayim say that the Rambam holds that if the spinal cord is severed at exactly at the place of Parsha Shlishi, so then it's clear. And the Rashbo and all the other chains say it's treif only if the nerve itself is severed, the third nerve is severed. But if the spinal cord is severed at the point where the third nerve branches out, then it's treif. Let's see the Rambam. When they all say the Rambam says, what did the Rambam say? Let's see. Pirkes Mechashchit Ha'aloch Ha'gim. Adeichon Chut HaShedra. Tchilosei Nibichutz Lipulin Shebitchila Soeret. Now the pulling, there's the bin-like structures at the entrance of the cranium, of the Deor. Deor, there's the cranium. Shebitchila Soeret. Atzei Tarshishniyot. שלישוי אחר אל הפרשה שלישית הסמוכו לתחיל הסעדי בשוליש פרשי יסיין בילי שלישו עצומייס דבוקים זה בזה למטה מחוי של שפי נעקום פרש הספר שער so parsha atzmo has reference to the nerves, not atzomeis. A nerve is not atzomeis tissue. A nerve is the thinnest kind of tissue that there is, the nerve, I mean, the thinnest. And atzomeis is the hardest tissue there is. So the Rashish and the Rambam Shat does not appear to be consistent with Rashi's first pshat, which is the predominant pshat by the Rishayim. He says, "Shleisha atzomeis vukin ze boze limato mechulye shel shedre v'chut ha-shedre be'eif at bein agapayim avo limato minkin iseilu imashkichin el achut ha-nimshach lishon bein shenipzakeirei bein shenimrach Hameyah. So, what does the Rambam say? That if the spinal cord is severed at the point where the third nerve in the sacral and the pelvic area branches out, so it's clear. Why do you say that? First of all, from the Rambam it appears that Parsha Atzmo has not reference to nerves. Not nerves, tachons. And then he doesn't even say, avol im hachut nipsak bimkein ha etzema shlishi kshil. He doesn't say that. What did he say? Avol imato bimkein say. Limato from the Piparshish list. Everybody agrees with that. So they all assumed that Limato in Kineseilu means even the Mokimelu itself. Can you give me the pen for a moment? Sorry. Again.
Okay.
Oh, so you have here the cervix region, then the thoracic region, and then you have the bulnar region, and then the sacral region, according to the Dhammapada. Okay. It's all right. Okay, all right. Let's say here is the beginning of the sacral region. So. And then there comes out a nerve, and then here, and then another nerve, and the third nerve, So the Rambam doesn't say that if the spinal cord is severed here, mamish, at the point where the third nerve branches out, that's the kshil. Do you say that? All he says, assuming that the Rambam had Rashi Shite, that Parshias had reference to the nerves. He doesn't. He says atomis, not nerves. Nerves are not atomis. Just the other pole of atomis. Atomis is the hardest issue, and nerves is the thinnest issue. But assuming that, so he says, limatum, can you say? So it means limata below this point, but at this point, it's straightforward. And the Magid Mishnah says so. The Magid Mishnah is the Magid Mishnah. But no one mentions the Magid Mishnah. I don't know why. It might be that the Poskim didn't even have that Magid Mishnah. Because that Magid Mishnah is written in parentheses in Iksaviyat. Or in Iksaviyat, everything was Iksaviyat. But after the printing was invented, so then everything was published. But the Magid Mishnah and Shchite was not published, it was discovered many, many years later. So maybe, I mean, all the poskim But that's why the Yom Kishleim doesn't bench the Magid Mishnah, because it wasn't published yet. As we published earlier, the Magid Mishnah says that when the Rambam says L'matam Kimselu, it means below that point. But at the point, he says, the Rambam is made there that it is, that it is straight. So anyway, so the Or HaShulchan raises the question. The Or HaShulchan raises the question. Against all the Rishonim, why they mention that the Rambam is Chilek and the Rashi? First of all, the Rambam doesn't say it, and the Rambam has another pshat in Parshat Hatzmon. We all get a different. So that's very, very strange. Very, very strange. So you look up the Or HaShulchan. I don't want to see, so you see, I mean, how the Or HaShulchan explained the Shita. I cannot see how it is possible to explain the Rambam in accordance with Rashi's pshat. I cannot. And the Magid Mishneh does say that the Rambam doesn't follow Rashi's pshat. Magid Mishneh. But no one mentions the Magid Mishneh. Apparently, they didn't have the Magid Mishneh. Right. Now let's go over briefly. Similar days went over already. The text of it went over this Gemara. Similar days in your day. Chut ha-shedresh mifzak Reib heket hir achif es ha-meyach reib Af ha-fish kol ha-meyach kayo Yom le mifzak reib ha-eir Af ha-fish he mifzak kol ha-meyach reib Nim kosh Mifzak ha-eir Okay כשר, וכן אם נשבר אשר לו ונפסק החוץ, ושנשמח המח שבשך החוץ, ונסנדנה, that's how you very kayom, הרי זה מתארס. In other words, that, yeah, that's נשמח מייז with זיינס. הומרח המח שנשפח כמיים וכמיקופי, או כדנק, like wax, שנומס נפנותת, עד שימוצי החוץ כשעמיד ביודי, and it cannot stand up for Yochel Amitre, but also pray. If it was depleted, so it's kosher. So you see, most Rishonim agree with Rashi's first pshat. And even the Mechaber, who usually follows the Shittas Rambam, but here, not at all. Treif v'zeh shal chut ha-shedre hu ad pi ha-parsha shlishas. V'yad bechval, v'nitzik lo yachod v'shne chuti pitzulim v'shemim, the nerves, v'shnim treif, avol nitzik lo chuti pitzul ha-shlishi k'sheo. V'eif hu treif v'sachut ad bein agapai, ha-solas ha-mokim shim chuborim v'ibiguf. So how does Mechaber fasten? Like the matriarch, like the Rosh, not like the Rashi. He says, V'yesh makrishim be'eid ad mikein kreish chibas v'etzem amchuba l'gur. There's the Shittas Rashi. It's mentioned for emphasis, Tesis, but Tesis says a topic, but the Rashi does not have a topic. Rochenoi, im loy behefzet merube, so then, or you rely on the shite of the horse and the tool. Behim oshiku yisro ha-shedro b'imakil v'olach ha-makot nikolei lach ha-shedre k'sheir ob lach ha-shirin shem ha-nifsik ha-chut in jedem Makel Pschorim, Chishin, Gima Pschorim, וכן הוא הגיע המקל על פני כל השדרה, חישישים שריש המקל, במוקים שהוא קולו, מקל בקיח, וכן הוא מכל הדרך לשדרה, חישים שמצקחות, והם משגררס רגלו, אין חישישים שמצקחות, אלא מבינו שהגרונה והוקי ברגליים נוקטו, בו הדין בעיף נמדין אור, במדבר אמורים כשלמיד השנופלו, אבל מיד השנופלו חיש אור. So this point that some in the Rishayim say the Rambam is Chilek and the Rashba seems very strange. First of all, he doesn't say it, and the Rambam has an altogether different pshat in the Gemara, so he couldn't discuss that according to the Rambam pshat in the Gemara. So Pitzulim and the Chashmei, so there is no sense. So of course, since the Gemara doesn't discuss that, why should the Behemah be afraid for if the nerve is severed? I mean, the nerve should have such significance. According to Rashi Pshat, so that's the Gemara. But according to Rambam Pshat, Meir HaTeise. So that is raised by the offshore. Right. Now, where do we leave off yesterday? Oh. The fourth line from the end of the Amid, that's the Gimel Amid Al. Ve'yom HaRabbe Krum Shol Omachas Nake Vivei Shetei Nikum. So in other words, suppose the Veishet was perforated and then it was healed, there is scar tissue. So one would be tempted to say, why should the behemoth be afraid for it? It was healed. So the answer is no. Because even though it closed up, but it's destined to open up again. It's destined to open up again. Anyhow, the Nisam, after also the scheme of our English Kayemis, it amuna the Ivonis. Bitkushotho, Nikav Posel, Nistam Kosha, Vizel Psun Shachita Lachshele, Zel Limute Krum Sholomach Masmake Bereye, Sheini Krum, Tichol Nikuvet Yitreifes, Luimahanye Lostime, Disalke Belachazman. In other words, the Gemara says, in regard to the love of the Yobi to Adako Khushovkom Kalashem. So what does Khushovkom mean? If the genital organs are mutilated, so but suppose it is Nikav, and then it is Nistam, whether for surgery or by itself, so then it's Mutal or Bikov. I mean, this is, you see, it is fortunate that the halacha is like that, because, unfortunately, because of the Rishonim, there are many Jews of the Sheris HaTreifa, upon whom I know in New York, I don't know in Chicago, but in New York, I knew a number of Jews upon whom the Nazi beast, Yimach Shmom B'Zichrom, mutilated the genital organs, and then certain surgeons performed miraculous operations and everything was healed and they were able to have children and they were mutilated to call also, because the Yisya of Putzidaka Chushopo depends upon the fact that he cannot have children. If it will be Nishtana Ateva, let's say in regard to prayers. So the Prasheel says, never Mishpaiche says it, but I told you that the Prasheel says it, that there was Nishtana Ateva, but that didn't change the din, just because it's Nishtana Ateva. Assuming that the inner chayov is the essential fact, but it's the inner chayov is mamat mitor that is the essential fact. Not the inner chayov in every generation. That's not important. Mashenkin Gabi, Khrushchevcha and Petzua Dako. So the whole iser of Petzua Dako, Khrushchevcha, to be Bobby Chalal Hashem is based upon the fact that he cannot have children. Of course, sometimes a person cannot have children anyway without any mutilation of the genital organ. Then he's mutalov because. But if he cannot have children on account of a mutilation in the genital organs, then he has the psul kol. But if it will be nishtana ateva, or through surgery, it will be fixed up, and he can have children, so then it's mutalov b'kol. So all these Jews, upon whom the Nazis in Machshmon, performed mutilating operations, so were restored to normal, and they were able to get married. So that's what the Gemara says. So over there, so it is, let's say, if they can sit Mosa, Reyesh and Mikvah, and the chest wall blocks the neck, so that it doesn't become a treifa altogether. Mashain came where the neck is in neck that is mat, but then it's healed, so it doesn't take away the shem treifa. Oh, alright. Now the next number. I knew in New York one man, a very fine person, upon whom the Nazi beast, they did such terrible things. And the genital organs were completely mutilated in every way. And then surgeons, they performed miraculous operations, not one and not two and not three, I don't know how many operations. And finally, he became a normal person. And he was married, he had children and everything. So he was mutalovizuko, because of the taloche, the psul kol of Khrushchevcha. And Petzudako is based upon the fact that it cannot be made. Ve'omarav, ve'ishetein l'tikem b'chutz, elom b'fni. L'may nakemine, why is it? Because the ve'ishet, like many other organs, have two membranes, an inner membrane and an outer membrane. But the inner membrane is white. The outer membrane is red. It's red, it's naturally red. So in Malay you cannot be baked, because it's not liquor. Lifishoea chitzin odin, vein tipas dam liquor is big. In my opinion, it's something drusk. In Hana vehicle in Mechashlok, in Lekamu, you kishosi gdinu komikarka. Morris says, suppose the lion enters the state. The door is closed. But then people outside, they are all afraid to go inside. So outside they hear that the lion is quiet. And the behemoths, the cattle, they keep on screaming. So in other words, so that creates a suffix, not a vada. How is it that the lion is quiet? Because he's happy. He's able to be daylight, you know. And the behemoths scream because they are needed. And we don't know. Sometimes it might not be like that. But this is a big reason to create this object also. Maybe they are screaming because they are afraid, but it didn't touch them. That's possible. But it's possible that it did, the lion did claw them. Claw the behemoth. Some male tzafitos. Kinhana vikla mechashel lekamon. Iu koshost. The lion is silent. Vinu komikar kelem. And they scream. Tabinu lekamon. Tchuse shom. Tzri chabdukim. Vein asu o achiyadim kineged acholo. In other words, if we saw that the lion clawed the behemoth, maybe he just touched it. He didn't. Rishonim used the lotion. He didn't inject the zia, I mean the venom. But as I said before, it doesn't mean venom in the same sense as the venom that is injected by a snake when a snake bites. But it means something else. And I discussed it with a certain doctor who is very knowledgeable. And he told me he's very knowledgeable in all fields of medicine, Dr. Matthews. He gives me acupuncture treatment every week. He's very knowledgeable, he's very smart. So he told me that when a lion is there, so many times you can see that the internal organs are torn completely, torn, the lungs, the heart, then the behemoth of course dies immediately. But sometimes, when a lion is, he claws an animal, and then you inspect the animal, so you won't see any torn organs, But you will see red marks, completely red. What does that mean? That means if you were to look at the tissue through a microscope, you would see many holes, and there could be a lot of bleeding too. And the behemoth could die as a result of that, even though you don't see a visible naked. But the Nikovim are microscopic. Now that goes without saying that insofar as the halacha of Mikva Reyet Reife, a microscopic naked is not matter. Because the Torah in the halacha calls a naked, so it's a naked that is seen by a naked eye. But if it is a naked that cannot be seen by the naked eye only through a microscope, that's not called a naked. But it is enough to be fatal. So this is, as I said before, one before, this is the ziyar that Rishonim mentioned. The Rambam doesn't mention ziyare then, but this is the ziyare that Rishonim mentioned. The puncturing, sometimes it is punctured in such a way that the internal organs are visibly torn completely, and sometimes they're just red. But the red means that they are microscopically perforated completely, and that can involve excessive bleeding and ultimate death. So that explains the trait of the Rusi. Alright, so I really come on. Rusi Shombo Tsrihabdike. So in other words, so if we inspect it and we see that it's red kineged achol, so then it's asur, because then we have pechishish, maybe injected the ziyare. We'll use that lotion, but it does not mean venom in the regular sense. Uvisimonim. He says eres, but it doesn't have to be eres in the usual sense. It could mean, in other words, the excessive bleeding. So, So the halacha is, if he shit outside, you cannot inspect it. What can you see? It's red. It's always red. So I mean, like, in other words, if it was clawed by the lion, then it's more red. And if it wasn't caught by the lion, so it's as red as it always is. That we couldn't determine. The veishet in nikra abnimis el b'tnim she'oei alov. So in other words, how can we determine whether it was nidras or not if we take off the outer membrane and then we look at the surface of the inner membrane, which is white, and then if it has red marks, so then it's a raya that it was clawed by the lion. Hayi sofik druse de asoyeli kamei rabe. Have a bodyclay rabbe liveshet me avroye. So rabbe was bathing the veshet outside. Let's see Rashi. Hayi sofik druse. Imoi foyo beidika kone tchilo kidam rinon bifelik sheini vishochat akone virkshirei vahakein beidika beish vahayif. You don't have to shech both one, you only have to cut once in it, so you can leave the beishet in the eighth uncut. You just cut the gargars, the windpipe. So mele, if you have a suffix to rusen in eighth, in other words, there is a suffix, whether that eve was nidras by a falcon, by a hawk. So then what we have to do is just to take off the skin of the tzavot. That doesn't matter. I mean, that doesn't involve any problems. Just to remove the skin of the tzavot and expose the windpipe, and then see whether there are any red marks on the windpipe. The windpipe is completely white. So, and if we don't see any red marks on the windpipe, so on the outer membrane of the windpipe, so it's a raya that the hawk or the falcon was not there. Yo. Vakein, but and then he cuts the windpipe. Once he cuts the windpipe, so then he detaches the veishet from the windpipe. After shvita, he can do anything, and then he turns over the veishet and inspects it meticulously and sees whether there are any marks of a bird of prey, you know, being there. That off, fucking bilkavation, being baby, but baby, you cannot just share one simon. You have to share both simon. So nami, even though the Gemara says that Badehime there is no takon, Bayov there is a takon, Bayov there is a takon, but by Behim, because you can shecht just one zimet, and then you remove the veishet and you turn it over and you inspect it meticulously. But Behim, you can shecht one zimet. So you have to share both money, the windpipe and the veishet. Once you share, so there we say, suppose we have a sopik nikuva. Let's say, suppose there is a reyese that creates the sopik, maybe the veishet of the behemoth was perforated, because you see there is excessive bleeding in the throat of the baby. Excessive bleeding. So that creates a reason. Maybe something pierced the veishet. I mean, maybe something pierced the veishet. So by the heme, so by all, if it's niluchloch, the dam, the tavo, the more that of chesed, there is a simple answer. We just take off the skin from the tavo and we expose the windpipe and the shaft, the windpipe, and the shaft windpipe, and then he takes out the veishet, he turns it over and inspects it. But by behemoth, in such case, you cannot eat that behemoth, because you have to share, you have to cut both someone, the windpipe and the veishet. So if you cut the veishet, so what? So even if you look at the veishet, you inspect it after you've cut it, and you don't find any nekev, but we are chayshish, maybe the nekev was been kipshtiket. After all, when you inspect the veishet after you cut it, you have to find the nekev, otherwise it means that you didn't check it. So maybe there was a nekev before the shrite, and the shrite just widened the gap, the nekev. So that's in respect to Sofik Mikubo. So by inspecting it after the shrite, we cannot determine whether there was a nekev or not, because maybe there was a nekev. And the nekev will happen to be in the Megimah Shrite. The Megimah Shrite. Mashinki in case of Sofik Teruso. So then even by Behemeth, there is a Takon. What is Takon? You share both the money. You share both the money. And then after the Shrite, you inspect the Kone, and you inspect the veishet also. Inspect the veishet also. So, and if you don't see any, let's say, and you turn it over to take off the outer membrane, and then you look at the inner membrane is naturally white, and if you don't see any redness on the inner membrane, so it's a riot was divas. If the shayla is about nikuvo, so then we have mechishi shemo b'mokim shchitinok. But here the shayla is about drusa. So drusa. So Rashi Shiti is that even we can determine. So he says, "Bim beimu inami betakon dishlei megabi neket fikole neima dilmei mokim neket shochat." Avo gabi drusa kinnim kimi maidin afu mishochat beyish heker bimachu. That is Rashi Shiti. But Teisves Shite, the Rivo Shite, Tavchov Ches in the Sugya. I should have told you to go over that piece of Gemara. We went over when we learned Shrike. Now, turn to the Gemara Dach, the Ches Amud Aleph. Echad Biof, after the two dots in the middle of the Omer. Itma, Rav Nachman Omar, Oy Veishet Oy Kone. Rav Adar Bar Ova Omar, Veishet Veloy Kone. We passing, of course, like Rav Nachman, that by off you can check either the Veishet or the Kone. But Rav Adar Bar Ova Shite was that by off you can check the veishet, but not the kone. So the Gemara says now the third line from the end of the Ovid. Toshma, in other words, the Gemara is proving that the halacha is not like Avada Barad. Then the Gemara says at the end, Yuvda Avada Barad. Toshma, this second line from the end of the Ovid, Toshma. Da Huba Rav Zeh, there was a goose. No. da haben wir Rofe had a certain goods. By Rofe, also, it was brought to him, it was brought before Rofe. So, not if it was Rofe's goods, it was brought for him. Also, it was brought for him, Kimasmi Skui, Dom. So, in other words, as the neck of the goose was bleeding excessive. Before the shvita, it was bleeding excessive. So, look at the Rashi. Mimas miskuye, miluchloch, tzavorei bidomi, shenikha tzavorei. The tzavor was torn. But that doesn't mean that it's straight. The tzavor could be torn sometimes, and just the skin is torn off, but the simonim remain intact, so then it's not raised. And maybe the simonim are not intact, but it's a suffix. The luchlach tzavore bidom, shenikha tzavore, it's all living the simonim, shemonik saka kone, oinika faveishe, un shumsofik truse, loipoyerim yidike. So, in other words, so we have to be chishish. Maybe the veshet was perforated by thorn, or maybe the off was by thorn that hit the off's neck, or by fence. Maybe the off was climbing on the fence, so it tore the organs. Maybe. But we don't have any stages. Maybe a falcon or a hawk was theirs. Mr. Sophie Brusselly boiling this again. The Talimon, the cowbell, the Kanye. In other words, as far as an off is concerned. So if, let's say, an off is nidres by an off adheres, like a hawk or a falcon, so then it's fine. But suppose it's nidres by a cat, it's also fine. A cat is a real high, a cat is a tiger. So it's also free. But suppose it's needles by a dog, it's not free. So Mishum Sophie Dusri will need the cat. Why should you be chishish? That in as much as the throat is bleeding excessively, that maybe a shunre, maybe a cat was there, said no. How do you know? Maybe a dog beat it. A dog beat it, so then it's not rafe. Or she was hit by a stick, or bikanye. Italina bikaupe, or bikanye. So, I mean, the Chagadio is saying, the osa chutro vehicle the halve. So the stick hit, the Chagadio, the stick was hitting the caleb, but sometimes it can hit an off too. So, Kidamrin Hosop, Sofik Kalbe, Sofik Shunre, Ima Kalbe. So, Mele, there is no Sofik, maybe it was Druso, the off. But there is a Sofik, maybe Aldi Kate, or Aldi, or Aldi Kanye. So, the Vechet was pierced. Because we see it's bleeding excessively. So it's not, we cannot be sure that it's an outside thing. So it creates a suffix, maybe the source of the bleeding is in the organs. The trust is cure. So according to Rashi, so Rove made a bike in order to determine that it wasn't Nikubo, not in order to determine that it wasn't Truso, because Truso there was no reason to be chishish less yours it was. Omar Rav Heichenek, what we do? Nishrete v'hodo nivdike dil mevi mokim neket kochochi. If we should check it and then be bade it, so dil mevi mokim neket kochochi. In other words, if we will check, if we check the regular way, the Kone and the Meisha too, that know it's not Naki. But the proper thing is to check both someone. Ordinarily, when you check the north, you call both someone. Call someone. So if we're going to check the goose, the regular way, and then we'll start inspecting it. So what kind of a determination it would be? So we inspect. You turn over the vase, and then you take off the outer membrane, and then the inner membrane, it's completely white, nothing happened. Why? Nothing happened. Maybe it was perforated. How is it you don't see it? Or did you see naked? After the shrieking, you certainly see naked. Maybe the naked was there originally in the same place, and now the shrike widened the naked. So it cannot prove anything. Lumen war the naked geschah. Nivdike behoda mishrate. So, but let us just cut off the skin from the throat of the goods and then inspect outside before the shrit and then we shechte. So, v'homa rabbe v'eshet nun digim b'chutz. So how can you do it? Elm b'chni. Omali Rav Yisef, pray. So Rav Yisef, the son of Rove, said, nivdike l'kone, let us first inspect the cone, the outer membrane is also white, and then the initial cone, if we see that there are no red marks, no naked. So in other words, that he is as wise and as sharp in preface as Rabbi Echan was. He said it about his own son. But anyway, Agavurche, we see that you can check the Kone also. So it's a raya against Rabbi Debar. That's the one, because Rabbi Debar said, Veishet Eloi Kone. That's Rashi's pshat. Look at the papers here. Osek in Masni Skrigam, Pierce the Kuntres, Pizzo, Dicke de Simone, Shemon Nipsa Kakon, Ul Nika Bavish, Umisham Sofit Rusali Boyer Dicke, Talim Kalbe, the Kon, Talabe, Sofit Kalbe, Sofit Shunra, in a Kalb. We can skip a number of lines, just the last line, for the Bombi Forest, the Ochem Shmaitzi, so Rashi says, the Trove had to inspect the goods because of Sotik Nikubo, not because of Sotik Tos. But the reverse says no. Doche Mishmaitzin Habe Mishum Sotik Tos. The Ose Shapir, the Koroma, Veishet in the Dikin Bachutz, Elam Bifni, Vaine Mishum. Dein admumes hatruso nikeres beiraveshet achitzin ode. Avo bikubo yeish libeishet dike apu bachut. So, there is a machleket between Rashi and the Ribo. Each one is a machmir and each one is a meiki. These are the intruso. So, Rashi is a meiki. Rashi is a maker, because vis-à-vis druso, Rashi's shiti is vis-à-vis druso, Rashi shite is, but just so that that even by Behema there is itakone. In other words, if we have the subject also in the Behema, so there is itakone. What's itakone? We share the Behema in the regular way, Tushimon, and then we inspect the kone and the veishet. We inspect the kone and the veishet. How do we inspect the veishet? By taking off the outer membrane, and we inspect the inner membrane, and vis-a-vis to Russo, so we don't have to be chesh, shemobukim shchite neket. So Rashi is making vis-a-vis, but he's machmir vis-a-vis sofik nikuro, because by sofik nikuro, by behime, there is no takon, because you have to share both simonim. After you share both simonim, how will you inspect the patient outside the outer membrane, so it's all red anyway. And you take off the outer membrane and you look at the inner membrane, so what will you see? You'll see it's white. What does it mean? But there is an ekev. You shecht it, so there's an ekev. Maybe there was an ekev before too, and the shvite just made an ekev a little larger. So Rashi is mekil in respect to Sofik Truso, and is machmir in respect to Sofik Nikuro, because in relative to Sofik Truso, there is a takon by Bein. There is a takon by Bein. But relative to Sofik Nikuro, there is no takon by Bein altogether. You cannot eat it. Because the outer membrane cannot be inspected, because it's red anyway, and the inner, and then after shrite, you cannot be bedeked, because maybe became shrite nekafav. So Rashi is makil in respect to Sofik Truso, and is machmir in respect to Sofik Nikuro. The Rivor says the reverse. He says, "Doch habishmaitzi habe mishum sofik truso," and still Rove was able to be beidik. And Rove, one second. So here it was mishum sofik truso. V'yose shapir dikoma veishet en dikem bachutz. Elm bifnim, vahine mishum, den admumes hadruso nikeres de rabeshet achitzin ode. Because in respect to truso, so then we are looking for red marks. It's all red marks anyway. But other nikuvo, where it's a question of sofik nikuvo, so then you can inspect the veishet in the outer membrane. So, in other words, so the Rivor says just the reverse of Rashi. According to Rashi, so Sofik Truso is kal, because there is takone even by Behemo, by Sofik Truso. But Sofik Nikuvo is homo. By Behemo there is no takone, because you cannot inspect the outer membrane of the veishet before Shrite, because it's red anyway. And after Shrite, we have to be Cheshes, Shemo, Bin Kain, Shrite, Havenek. That's Rashi. Before says, just the reverse, that vis-a-vis Sofik Truso, so then we say, Veishet en Lidike, Mibachut, Zalun Bifnin, Avon Bin Kubo, Yeshli Veishet, Dike Avon Bachut. So mainly it follows the comment of the war, even if it happens by Behem or something in Kubo. There is it akone. All you have to do is just to open up the throat, take off the outside skin, that doesn't involve any tarsus, and then expose the veshet, and then we take a look at the veshet. We see it's all red, but it has no neket. Sometimes something is red, but has no neket, and sometimes something red in the neket, and there is a very easy way of determining it. If there is a neket, you should see a droplet of blood. If there is no neket, it can be as red as the maximum red. But if there is no droplet of blood, so there is no neket. That's all. There is no neket. So according to the Rivor, what is more kal, Nikuvo is more kal. Sofi Nikuvo is more kal. Because even by Behemoth, there is a Yitze, there is a Takone. You just inspect it in Bachutz. You inspect in Bachutz, and Veshet in Lidikin Bachutz only applies to off. I'm sorry. Only applies to Sofi Drusa. To Sofik Drusa, not to Sofik Nikuvo. Avo bin Kuvo, Yeshu Leishet Bikat Bachut, Vechim Mashma Bile Tzayif. Ikoma Rabbe, Veishet Nil Dikel Bechut Salom Bifnim, O Mayna Kimino Li Sofik Drusa, Vile Ikoma Li Sofik, Li Sofik Not. Alright, that's enough, that is. Now, let's go back to our Gemara. Now we can, the tastes, Hayi Sofik Drusa. The first taste, Pierre de Kuntres, Dachman Gimel on the base. The behemoth and Amri get a count. The Bishoy in the Gabi Neke, Vikar Neima, Adon Mok Neke, Shochat Ava Gabi, Kuso Kim and Kim and Mayim, after Shochat Boy, which had a Mashu, if Mashu Mashu in the Gabi Barabs, they become a Mishra to the Vesh, and Boom Mok Neke Shochat. The Shochat Mosaira means that it was Pshat, Loitoch Lenok. Now, we just, the Rabbi Name, so the question is, now one second. How is Sofik Drusa that so they come to the Rabbi, and the body play Rabbi Levation Mavroi, Omer Abaye, Omer Abaye, Vomar and Doma Vesha till the Dikel and Bifni, Afre Rabbi Ubatke, Vishtakhol the three quarter Dome, he told. The Rabbi Name, Rabbi didn't know that, Vesha till the Dikel. So the Teretz is Rabbi knew it, but he didn't do the Rabbi in the boy. He just wanted to test the sharpness and the knowledge of Abai. So from this Gemara, there is a Raya, you know, sometimes. Those who give the test to a Talmud, they will present a trapping question. So, if the motive is noble, it's all right. You see, here Rabbi himself did something to mislead Abai, but he wanted to test him. Whether he's sharp enough or maybe he's not sharp enough, so then his mind has to be sharpened a little more. So for a constructive purpose, it is all right. In other words, when Rabbi said, particularly Rabbi Levashet Mavroi, Rabbi knew very well that this inspection on the outside membrane of Levashet is Lemaila Lemaila. So it was only an act to see whether a buyer will catch him or a buyer will not catch him. What was the purpose? So he had a noble purpose, because in case a buyer will not catch him, that will mean that a buyer has to sharpen his mind a little more. So there have to be more of a yogiya in the learning of Torah. Kurt Dome, Rashi Shachil Chil Eres, Vei Nichnas. Hayi is here, yeah. Ah, Now the next number. Oh, we have 22 minutes on. Omarule, Yoshafle Kate Viveshe, in Cheshish in Shemo Yivri, that took shot in Shemo Yivri. One pshat, one pshat in Shemo Yivri is, in other words, if we find a thorn, a thistle, in the sarcophagus, I mean the sector is shrit. So then, he says, so it's not treifet because we don't see any naked innovation. But we found a thorn, a thistle stuck in the vision. Maybe that thorn, that thistle pierced the vision. Why don't we see any perforation? Maybe it just healed by itself. And Allah is Krum Sholom Machmas Mako in the Krum. So since we found a thorn inside the Vajet, so maybe that creates the Sophic. Lest the same thorn pierced the Vajet and it was healed, but that's not sufficient. Krum Sholom Machmas Mako, English. So according to one pshat, Hebrew means heal. We are not chesh, so it's with us. The other pshat is that Hebrew means pierced itself. Uboro isom b'chave isom. Uboro isom b'chave isom. So in other words, they destroyed. Matter of fact, I think that Ibn Ezra says, "Bereshis bor alikin es shemayim v'saoretz." So the term "bor" it really means to destroy, tear down, because when something is created, that then it involves a lot of destruction. And the term boro means destroy. There is a pasuk in Yeshua, when the name in Yeshua, at the end of Yeshua, so the name Nashe came to Yeshua and they complained they don't have enough territory, you know, they need more space. So Yeshua said to them, Leich Hayaro Ubroleitz Misham. You say you have no space, you have a lot of forest, so why don't you go to your forest and tear down all the trees? Then you'll have more territory. So Boro means tear down. So that's the Bereshis, but I think that Ibn Ezra said it. One of the Rishonim, but I think that Ibn Ezra, I'm not sure. But one of the Rishonim said it. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hoyobeinei Lomis Machriva. So Mele, the process of creation involved a lot of destruction. You see, I mean, when the American government dropped one small little atomic bomb upon Hiroshima, how much destruction was what? Because the atom was split in that bomb as a result of dropping. So the atom, so when the atoms are split, so there is a lot of destruction. Now the Rebbeinu Shalom created the world Yeshmaim, but Basor Mamoris Divroelo, so only the first Maimer was Yeshmaim, but as the Rambam points out, but the other acts of processes of creation or Yesh Miesh, only the first Maimer. What was the first Maimer? According to the Morin Chagige, the first Maimer was the creation of light, and that happens to conform to the latest modern scientific discoveries, because according to the latest scientific discoveries, you know, at one time they thought, the scientists thought, thought that that the atom, that's the ultimate thing. There is nothing smaller than the atom. Then they discovered there are electrons and there are photons, and the atom is not the smallest thing. And in other words, the atom, which is the smallest thing of matter, can be split up into electrons and photons, which is energy. So, I mean, so there can be conversion of matter into energy and vice versa and everything. Then, now they say that even the electron is not the ultimate thing. What is the ultimate thing? It's the photon, or the unit of light. And the Gemara of Gideon in Dershin says that the first matter, the first thing that was created, in the Bedrudein Shalom, was light. I mean, even though if you ask, I mean, school children and many rabbis of the school children, they'll all tell you that the first thing that Bedrudein Shalom created was Shemayim Vares, but they don't know. Because Rashi says, Bereishis Boro Elokimus Shemayim Vares doesn't mean that Shemayim Vares were the first things that were created. It's not so. Tchilas, b'tchilas b'riyas Shemayim Vares, so Shemayim Vares was Tova based. But that was not the first thing. The first thing that was created was light. So Mele, only the first Maimel was Yeshmayim. Light was created Yeshmayim. But the other things in the universe were created Yeshmayim. Now how? It's none of our business. The Muklim Hal Titrish. But you can imagine that if the conversion of one atomic bomb into energy, so what, so much havoc. Al Haskam Vechamo, when the Ribbono Shel Olam created the world, so of course the first Maimer was Yeshmaim, so no destruction was involved in it. But the other Mamorim, which was Yeshmi Yesh, so it might have involved a combination. The Ribbono Shel Olam could have created everything Yeshmaim, but the fact is that he didn't. So it involved an arrangement of ether, of electrons and photons and all kinds of combinations. So there was a splitting of an atom involved in the processes of creation on a large scale. How much destruction was wrought in it? That's part and parcel of the pshat of the Medrash. So that's what the Nezra, some other edition says, Bo, because from Bo Le'eitzi Nishom. So that's the second pshat, that in Chesh Yishem Hebrew, maybe it was torn, that maybe it was torn, it was destroyed, it was Nika. In Chesh Yishem Hebrew. Alright. Yoshaf Lekeitz Kishohok Kish Mitrat Vishichadeishet Rashi. In ihren Nikvosim Bachut, the Tura Damim Babifni, in Reishishim Shemana. So Rashi says in so many words, you'll see it discussed in the Tura. The Tura Damim Babifni, but if there is a droplet of Dam, then of course we are Reishishim. In Reishishim Shemana, Kevoyo Bibri, Zavi Kumchol Machas Machu Bivay Shevin Kum. So the first Pshati is Hebrew means healed. ואני שומע איתי בעברי לא שניקה כמו היו בו יישם בחווה יישם we could have mentioned the פוסק מישוע לך לי היער הוא פרולי עצי משום so Ule says we're not חייש so it's not חייש und Ule meischen in die Sobik zu sehen that's it required okay. So here too since we find the thorn maybe it was nikab. Because Avanu in Chesh is in Yisafit Trusse. In Chesh is in Sabmash is in Trusse and Shum Dio Laya Binaye. If we know that a lion entered among the cattle, so Matzachim Dike, the Hochali Efshalim Dike, the Nekev Mashu Beyachitzin Shalveshe Loi Mincha. So that, so by Sofik Trusse, so then there is Dike. But by Sofit Nikure, there is no possibility of Dike. Because maybe the Nekev originally existed in the place of Shrite. So the Shrite just widened the Nekev. Kosovar Echishin Sofit Ruse, it looked at the Rabbi Shmuel before King. Now, so the Gemara says here that the reason as to why Ule is not Echishish, and he doesn't equate it with Sofit Ruse or Yachishish, because Ule holds by Truse we are not Echishish for Sofit Ruse either. But on that point there is a machleket between Rabbi and Shmuel, Tafmun Gimu. Rav Shmuel says Ein Cheshish, but Rav says Cheshish, and then we pass on like Rav the Cheshish. So that's why Tesis says that we don't pass on like Ule. The Tula's din is not a little bit Ilchas Tesis, because of our Ule in Cheshish and Sofik Truse we come and pass on the Cheshish and Sofik Truse Vim Ken Yoshat Lekens Beveishet Cheshish Namo Shemil. We don't have to go over the whole Tesis, I mean just this part is an important part. So, but the Rosh is chilek on this. The Rosh says that since the Gemara doesn't say, that we don't pass like Ule, and there we pass in the traces of the Rosh, so obviously that even if we hold Cheshish no Yisafik Truse, but here we are not Cheshish, because by when a lion, you know, enters a stable of cattle, so a place where there are many cattle, so that creates a real Safik. But here the fact that the form was stuck in the Veshet doesn't create any Safik. So why does the Gemara say Kosova Ule and Chesh Sofik Truse? So the Gemara didn't want to be married, because maybe Ule agrees with Shmuel. That's also possible. Maybe Ule agrees with Shmuel. But even if he doesn't agree with Shmuel, and he agrees with Rav, but here it's not as big a reyese as by in the case where a lion entered the state. This is the Roshi. The Roshi is chilek on this. So in other words, so there are two shittes of Rishonim, whether Ule's din is alim de hilchase or Ule's din is not alim de hilchase. You'll see it in the Torah, so you'll see the two shittes. Alright. Umayishne mishne chatiches, achashol chile veachashol shum. So Gemara says, Ule agrees with Shmuel that in Chesin Sofik Truse, why? By Sofik Truse itself, lion Cheshish. After all, if a lion came among the cattle, so we should be Cheshish. Just as in the case of Shteich Tiches Achashol Chile Vachashol Shumet, Hosom is Chazik Yisurei, Hochelo is Chazik Yisurei. Because over there, even though there is a Machlekes Tanoi, there's a machtestasis kash, because there is one Tane who says that one, when does one bring an Oshim Tohu? Only if it's Chtich Achas, it's a case of Chtich Achas Nishtei Chtiches. In other words, on the table they were two Chtiches, and we know one of the Chtiches is Chelet, one of the Chtiches is Shum, and one eight, but we don't know which one, which is which, and somebody ate one of the two. So it's Ikva Yisure. So then he has to bring another plate. But suppose there is only one katiyach on the table, but we don't know somebody here. We don't know whether it's tzelef or shumen. So then, he doesn't have to. We don't know whether it's tzelef or shumen. So then he doesn't have to bring it. And one time we pass like that. But one time says no. Even chachas not mustechus. There is also a chiloshim pol. So that's the discussion. Why did you never say Shanos and Israel and Bisure? That's all right, according to the Mandoma, that Binon Chtirach and Chtirachas. But how about the Mandoma, that Loi Binon Chtirach and Chtirachas, still Israel and Shatol? So why here we are not righteous with something for us? So we are Chtirach and Shatol, so we are Shomim Bahad and Israel and Bisure, no Israel and Nam and Tere, aber Hochem, Mikore, Hoi, so we have to say. ומאי שני משלכם ניסקם ניסים דגומו חוסון איסיאלת לבי אסה ביסקים ומאי שני מסופתון בשושא יוחים סליגטומי ולתמכון נדנו מסופתון בשושא רב סליגטוי אלא עושה מיל חסק מיר לא מיסי יוסי דאו מרבון כמי רב כאן אלי יוסי דקומה נמצא סיגמה סורו לא איזנת חשש אבל יושב יתצטוק סודן הוא איס חשש אמרו רב כאן הוא יצצי שלה יושע פיגמה אבל נמצס and that's the way you pass לא יצפר לו then it goes without saying if we just found inside the HF a form so it's nothing because most of the behemoths who graze in pasture in the meadows have inside the HF some thistles some thorns. So even Mule would so not even Mule, so Mule wouldn't even have to tell us. That would be no Chiddush. That would be a double portion, an obvious thing. The Chulech Chive Braise, all the animals that graze in pasture, Kutachon, they all eat thorns and thistles. And then it goes down into the Beishet and sometimes it remains there. So there's certainly no race. Itma, turbets are Beishet. Now, turbets, the literal meaning of turbets, the Gemara in Baba Basra constantly uses the expression turbets agino. What's turbets agino? That's the courtyard of the God. In other words, that place. So where people can sit, you know, in way. So it's the back of the yard, the back part of the courtyard of the yard. So here it means Tobit Aveshet, if we were to translate it literally, the courtyard of the Sapphis. Because what's Veshet? Veshet what is called pharynx, and that's on top of the esophagus. So on top, it's wide, you see. Like this, the esophagus is relatively narrow, but on top, the turbets of Asia, the pharynx, is relatively wide. So it's called turbets of Asia, the courtyard of the nation. What is the pharynx? So the question is, suppose there is a nekef in the pharynx, is it? When does it become trained for Rav Olavi Mashu? Like the Veshet itself, the Turbets are Veshet after all. The Veshet stems out from the Turbets are Veshet. So it's the upper part of the Veshet and the wider part of the Veshet. So the melee, just as the Veshet, is trainful. Be naked mashu, so Tobit Aveshet is also trained for the naked mashu. Ushmur Amadurubei, only if the major portion of the Tobit Aveshet was severed, then it's trained for, but the naked mashu not, Ravon Mashu Nikim Shriteu, because it's really one organ with the Aveshet. ושמואל אמר דהו בעילם הקדושים היינו טוב צווישת הממורים אמרו פעם השמואל כל שחיתכי ומרחיב זהו טוב צווישת חיתכי ומכי זהו דשת עצמם if when you call it it widens so it's a riot it's the upper part of the vision the top direction, the fairness but if when you call it it doesn't widen, it remains constant so it's a riot, the vision itself so we start on the rapape mali on the oche my Rebbe, my master didn't say that and man Rebbe was a bai what did he say? The kol shechitri came in the top direction if when you call it it remains the same size so is that stupid religion aber is elbrische tatsmei kol shechitri the kovitz if when you cut it it shrinks it becomes smaller so then it's a raya it's the reishtat and we pass for like habdiv rabbi yeine omar zeira nivlate so that took shot in the besyosef in simen chof in el cheshrite in Torah Adeya and the Dark Meshe discuss the Pshat. One Pshat in the Shemim is that Yehne means a dove, a pigeon, a dove. So, a dove Omar Zeire Mavlate. So in other words, in a dove what is the Tovet Sabeishet? In a dove first of all, a dove is an off, is a bird. So the Tov Tzaveishet is very small in a dove, in an off, in a bird. So where is it Mivlate? That's the place where it swallows, where the deglutition takes place, where it swallows. And it's very small. The other Pshat is not Yeino in the sense of dove, but Yeino is Shimchochem. Yeno Yishim Chochem is the name of a Chochem, of an Amere. Yene. Omar that says in the bird the tomb is ancient, not Dafkidop. If we say Yene means Dof, so Dafkidop, not every bird, but Dafkidop. But if we say Yishim Chochem, so it is reference to any, whether a dove or any. So Yene Omar Zere said in the name of Zere, Zere that Mivlate Vichamo, what's the size of that place or what the food goes down? Omar Rabavie Toches Misarse Biodik Mechisise, less than the size of a barley seed and more than the size of a wheat seed. Poches Nisar se Mivlate Mikim Bisabli Kol Tarbet Somogulish Anekemei Poches Nisar te Mirach Seiro Hautu Edo Siftumne Hautu Medavu Nimraut Vedasro Bishrite Dasro Bishrite Vito Bzaveishe Vigolo Bveishe Omarove so he started to share in the Tobit Zaveishe and they finished in the Veishe Omar Rav Rabinale Chumre de Rav Chum de Shmuel de Tarif Nele Chumre de Rav de Omar Rav de Masho Vor Omar Rav de Kim Shrite Hu and here it wasn't in a cave it was Gerach Shrite Dom so Ki Shmuel de Omar Rav de Kim Shrite I Shmuel de Omar Berubei Ki Rav de Omar de Masho Gal de Milse Matoy Li Kamei de Rababe Omar Lei Ture Bein so he always was matrifet Omalos, Rabbi said, Ture ben Rab ben Shmuel Shalom, in Molev Shechitz Oscar. Because according to Shmuel, it's not in Mikim Shrite, but only if it's Mitzah Berubei. And here there was just a Nekev, not Berubei. And according to Rav, so Nekev Mashu becomes Shrite, but here it was under Shrite. So Molev Shechitz Kosher. So it was Mafsid Momen, Rove. Omre Tura bin Rabbi Shmuel Shore Zil Amre Librei de Rabbi Yisi Bachome Rove was the son of Rabbi Yisi Bachome the Lishling made Tura bin Rove he's a mazik Rove by his psak he's a mazik Misad Gami because he was given Hetzer. Omar Maltre, the Rabbinim, is in a Tiyuv, Tetelap, Sani, the Rode. In other words, that's a euphemistic expression. He wanted to say that I can refute the Psak of Rode. But he, out of respect, I have it for Rode, he didn't want to say I can refute Rode, because Rode was such a chochem. So he used the euphemistic expression. He said, I can refute the enemies of Rabbi. The enemies of Rabbi. But he meant Rabbi himself, like the expression Birkas Hashem in respect to blasphemy. It means just the opposite to the euphemistic expression. So here too, euphemistic expression. So, Rabbi Sandy Rabbi, Leilom, Hilchas, he could even be sealed. Rabbi, it's last week, Rishama Yeser, before the Pascha. Ki diva bisil leitze, mi kule bisham, mi kule bisil el roshe, mi chumre bisham, mi chumre bisil el vachos peimer, hak sil vachin sher, heleir, elu ki bishamai, kule nchorein, ki bisil el kule nchorein, hogu te kashe, amet leil alachim bisil, lo etan lo etan bisham yase, lo ikashe, kan kirem basko, ka lacha basko, lacha basko, we have to act like bisil, but kirem basko, so we can act like bishamai, or like bisil, but he cannot act like the kules of both, and to act like the chumras of both is not the wisest approach here. V'boi tsei l'lach l'lach ha-basko, v'rabi shuri d'oma, im ha-shdich l'basko, nikol mo kikashe, so it's kikashe against Rode. How do you do anything like that? Omar, and here it's not just two chumras, it's there is a tata disaster. There is a stirem new bay. Omar Aftabi is kule krabad. Tichiyose, Rome Baruch Eskom, Unitatsi, Sulan, Kol, Ikal, Yude, Achim, Shmid, Rav. Hoch, Omar Rav. Veishet, Nosu, Bechachom, Shio, Michlau, Vitor, Bezaveishet, Lav, Bishchite, Uvikom, Abu Machu. In other words, not as it was mentioned before, that the reason as to why Rav says Bimashu because it's the game shrike. Rav is mainly it's not the game shrike. But even though it's not the game shrike, but still it's one organ with the Veshet. The Veshet stems out from the pharynx. So that's the top, it's the top of the Veshet. So mele, as far as being matri, being naked mashu is concerned, so it has the same status as the veishet, but insofar as being capable of being nishret, so it's not like the veishet. So mele, there is no stir. Alright, I'm sorry. Okay. So, that's not. Okay. Now, we'll leave it here. Now, I thought that we wouldn't be able to cover all the Gemara because there's no sense in jumping over the Gemara. Anyway, so for next week, so of course we have to finish, and then we'll continue, and we should be ready on the Gemara up to Nikaf Krum Shomea, because that we already covered, you see. So up to Nikaf Krum Shomea. All right. Thank you.